Hi everyone, this is Tim Moroz from the Tim Moroz Show, and welcome to this week's podcast on page optimization for your website. What I want to do very quickly is explain how you can get better placement, how you can get more traffic to your website, to your blog, just by making sure that you have some of the on-page factors that Google, Bing, and Yahoo are looking for. This won't be very elaborate. This will not be extremely detailed. But if you are familiar with your website, if you're familiar with being able to log into WordPress, if you're able to make some of those changes on Joomla or any other platform, this will help you very much in terms of getting your website found, indexed, and more importantly, start moving up the search engine ranking. So before we start talking about on-page optimization, the first thing I want to make sure you do is keyword research. And if you are currently subscribed to our channel, you can go and find information on keyword research. If you're not subscribed to my channel, why not? it's free. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you learn more about search engine optimization. I'm going to help you create a game plan, create a strategy on SEO so that you can help your own business. You can help the marketing director of your company, or you can just create a blog and write and make some money on the side by doing something you enjoy. So take a moment right now. Go. There's a little subscribe button. If you're listening on iTunes, click the subscribe button. And every time I create a new podcast, that will send you information. You'll be notified, and boom, you click on it, and now you're up to date. Just if you haven't done it, go ahead and do that now. Just subscribe to the channel. But I'm going to give you a couple quick tips. We will go in more detail in future shows, but here's the basics. We'll make it quick and painless. First and foremost, keyword research. You need to know what the focus of your homepage, or what the focus of your blog, or what the focus of your particular landing page is. All too often, people just go and they write, you know, they have one particular product or service that they offer, and they just write about everything. You know, if they're a dentist, and on the homepage, they're writing about, you know, emergency dental service, teeth whitening, root canals, veneers, everything. Actually, what you want to do is you want to break it down and really narrow down your focus so that you're only writing about two or three different keywords. You can use a ton of different words. As a matter of fact, Google loves that. You know, Google wants to see that you are writing about, you're using synonyms, you're using other words that relate to your main focus keywords. So you can write about all those things, but you need to have a major focus on each page. So what I would say to you is do some keyword research. Again, if you haven't, go to my channel and listen in on keyword research. That'll really help set things straight for you. But once you do that, define 2, 3, 4 keywords on a page. And those 2, 3, or 4, let's just say 3 keywords, are the main focus, and it's really what you want to tell the search engines that's what your page is about. So now that you've narrowed down your list, we want to make sure that we have your meta title, your meta description, and your keywords done properly. Again, if you're familiar with WordPress, I'm sure you've seen this in the back end. It's just you're telling the search engines what a particular page is about. I like to give the example of your meta title being like a billboard on the side of the road. And if it just has your name on it and nothing else, well, most people aren't going to have a clue what it's about. So you want to make sure that your meta title includes the keywords, the phrases and terms that you're looking to rank for. So if you want to be a teeth whitening dentist and that's one of your keyword phrases, then you want to make sure you're using in the meta title, teeth whitening dentist. You can put your city location, Rockville, Maryland, and then you could use some other keywords that relate: emergency dental service, or whiter teeth, brighter smile, just something that relates to the particular keywords. But I like to have maybe one word prior to the exact keyword I want to go after. So it could be like best teeth whitening dentist Rockville. Just make sure you have that in your meta title. In terms of how long it should be, I would say between 50 and 70 characters, including spaces. But go ahead and make sure you have a title. Your description, if you've ever done a search on Google, which I'm sure you have, when you do your description, that could be roughly 150 characters. What you want to do there is, again, include the keywords that you want to rank for. Don't stuff it. Don't put them in there time and time again. But just do make sure that you include the keywords that you're trying to rank for, explain what your page is about, and then at the very end, try to have a call to action. So in the example again with teeth whitening in Rockville, we may say, if you're searching for the best teeth whitening dentist in Rockville, be sure to call us today for a free consultation. And just short, quick, and to the point, but make sure that if there's a call to action in there, people see the information, tell them what to do. Most people, they don't, I mean, let's face it, you know, if you tell somebody do this or do that, they're more inclined to do it, and you just hope and keep your fingers crossed. So make sure in your call to act, make sure in your description you have a call to action and you're telling them what you want them to do. Call us today, visit our site, read more information now. And then finally, kind of following the meta title description, the keyword tag. I know Google doesn't look at the keyword tag, and I'm sure you've read information, and any SEO will tell you it's a waste of time to fill out your keyword tag. Well, almost any SEO. I don't agree with that. And the reason I don't agree with it is because it may not be relevant for Google, but it's relevant for other search engines. It may be relevant for Yahoo and Bing and Ask and all these other, you know, search engines that are popping up. So you're there, just fill it out. Fill out your keyword tag. And there, what you simply want to do is put your main keyword. So again, teeth whitening dentist Rockville, comma, and then your second keyword, comma, and your third keyword, comma. And then after that, just sprinkle in other keywords that relate, synonyms. A lot of people will call them LSI keywords. It's semantic index. Just other information that relates. And then that is your meta title description and your keyword tag on a particular page. Do not call the page home. Do not use your name as the title of the homepage. You're not McDonald's. You're not Pizza Hut. You're not Pepsi-Cola. You're not a name. You're not a household name. So don't expect by just putting your name at the top of the meta title or in the title tag of the page that you're going to show up in the search engines. Google's going to figure out that you're responsible for all the information, including in your site. So there'll be plenty of times to put your name and tie your name associated with the website. You don't need to have it in the title of your homepage. Once you complete that, make sure you have good quality content on the site. I'm going to go into content in another future podcast to explain what you need to be writing about. Just make sure that you're not copying content. Don't go into someone else's website, rip off their information, then put it on your site and expect it to pass as, you know, good information. Google wants to provide people with highly unique, highly relevant information. So take the time, write some content. Pay somebody to write good content for you and then proofread it. Make sure you sprinkle your keywords throughout. I would say, you know, I like to use a keyword density in the ballpark of 2%, 3%. So your main keywords, you want to be using 2%, 3% at the time. Make sure that you are writing, you know, minimum 300 words. The longer, the better. Most importantly, make sure it's readable, not only to, you know, the search engines, but make sure that if somebody lands on your website, make sure it's something that's entertaining. Make sure it's something that they want to know about. It's providing information. Don't just stuff it with keywords so it ranks well. If it ranks well and, you know, you're driving people to your site, but they get there and they're like, what is this crap? They're not going to buy your product. They're not going to buy your service. They're going to hit the back button. Your bounce rate is going to be high. Your rankings are going to suffer. So just kind of focus on the user. Make a great user experience. Write good quality content and provide information that will be useful. Little side tip here. If you're writing content and you have a blog, I don't want to hear about you. Think about your audience. Talk about them. Talk about how your product or service or this blog, how it will help them. What's in it for me? Whiff them. I'm sure you've heard that before. What's in it for me? Just make sure you're providing something of value to your reader and keep them on the page. Make it entertaining. Use comedy. You know, be funny, which kind of takes me to the next point. Use media. And what I mean by media, pictures, infographics. Google owns YouTube. Google absolutely loves YouTube videos. Throw a YouTube video that relates to what you're talking about on your homepage. It's phenomenal and do you a ton. It'll just do so much to validate your website to Google. When you're putting pictures on the site, make sure you use what are called alt tags. You know, very simply, Google cannot, it's a computer. So when it sees a picture, it's not reading the words, it reads the alt tag, it reads the information that you provide to Google. So make sure you're describing it. If it's a picture of a dentist, you know, put in there your keywords, 24-hour emergency dentist, or teeth whitening dentist Rockville, or Rockville teeth whitening dentist, dentist in Rockville. Make sure you have different tags. But just think about when you go to a web page, think about what you like. You don't want to see just a huge wall of text. You probably browse, you probably scan. You know, you'll look for bullet points. Do the same thing with your site. Use bullet points, use pictures, break up the text, make it a good, enjoyable read for the people that are coming to your website. You know, here's a great thing. Once you have this strategy, once you do it for your homepage, literally lather, rinse, repeat. Just do the same thing for multiple pages of your site. Just do one after another with different keywords. We'll talk about how you can tie them all together in future podcasts, but you want to follow the same strategy and just continue to provide useful, relevant information for all your different keywords. So I hope this helps. Again, start off with keyword research. Make sure that you are finding the keywords, phrases, and terms that are relevant and being searched. Include those in your site. Make sure that you're filling out the back end of your website, the meta information, the title, description, the keywords. Make sure you're using good quality content with synonyms and other related information on the page, and make sure that you're using media on your homepage and or your landing pages. Use pictures, use video, provide a good, friendly experience for those that are coming to your site. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. Again, be sure to subscribe to my channel. It's thetimmoroseshow.com. If you are checking this out on iTunes, you can subscribe. Again, a little button. You can just click the subscribe button. And every time new information is released, you'll be notified and you can listen to it when you're at the gym, on your way to work, at home, working on the site. But I hope I provided some good information for you, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Have a great day.